Very good to see you all here this morning on our Thanksgiving Day celebration. This is a beautiful holiday for us Americans because it's really at the very heart of our country, even before we actually existed as a country. When we think about those explorers who came, whether it was to expand empire or maybe to seek wealth of some sort, we must not forget they also came for faith. And so, we think of how the Spanish colonists came, founding St. Augustine, Florida in 1563, or crossing the Rio Grande to found what we call today New Mexico in 1598. What's the first thing they did when they arrived? They offered the Holy Mass, because, of course, Spain was Catholic. They offered the Mass in thanksgiving. Or we go on and we think of how at Berkeley Plantation in Virginia in 1619, beating the Pilgrims by 2 years up in Massachusetts, they too offered what's recorded as a Thanksgiving feast day. Not just a feast day, but a day of prayer, a day of giving thanks. And then, of course, we must remember that in Maryland, Catholic colonists came from Great Britain seeking religious freedom, because since the time of Henry VIII, Catholicism had been outlawed. The church existed in the catacombs. So Catholic colonists were able to come, and in 1624, as they arrived at St. Clement's Island down near St. Mary's County, the first act that they did was to have the Holy Mass. Always we've given thanks as a nation. And our nation has been punctuated by these acts of faith. After all, think of some of the cities that we have in our country. St. Louis, San Diego, meaning St. James in English, San Francisco, Corpus Christi, Santa Fe, Holy Faith. All these remind us that the original origins of our country were always linked with faith. And so it's rightful that as we begin our holiday today, we pause and we give thanks. When our country was officially founded and we had the new Constitution, General Washington, going back to 1789, our first president, decreed as follows: I recommend and I assign Thursday, the 26th day, which would have been the fourth Thursday of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious God, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection for the people of this country. And he goes on, listing the many reasons why we should give thanks for the new government that has survived a war and also has put together a new Constitution, for the blessings of freedom that we now enjoy and still enjoy as a people, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so on, for all the blessings of being able to have property, food, and of course, of opportunity. So we could go on and think about all that God has given to us. But we also have to make it very personal, and that's what I hope you do this day. We want to focus this day on giving thanks to God for our faith, for all the blessings we enjoy personally, for our family, even family that may be visiting with us, for all those other blessings that we have. There's so much. Don't let a pagan flavor enter into day. And by that I mean all those that would say, oh, Black Friday special events, go to Macy's at 5 p.m. or something like that. No, make this a day for God, for your family, and for reflection. That's so important. Now, we could hopefully go around the table when we gather for our meal today and give thanks to so many obvious blessings. And we have many obvious blessings, meaning you could say the home we have, or it could be our health, whatever it could be. But think about maybe those things that we take for granted, those things that seem so small, things that might be even expected. Think about those blessings that we have. As I was baking the Saunders family apple pie yesterday, with the homemade crust, of course, that all these thoughts come into my mind. I remember at youth group on Tuesday night, Father Farrell told the youth group a little story about this missionary and how this missionary from Africa told the story about this village. So periodically, a big food relief truck would pull up and people would wait in line for food. If they didn't receive food, they might not have enough till the next time. And so the food was being distributed and this family received their little allotment. But at the very end of the line were three little girls. And the little girls were hoping that they too might receive something. Well, all that was left was a banana. One banana. And so the oldest girl, the oldest sister, received the banana. She peeled it. She broke it in half, gave it to her two younger sisters, and then they sat down. The older girl made the sign of the cross, said, "Thank you, Jesus," and then she began to lick the skin of the banana. That's all she had. But she was grateful for even having that little bit of a banana. Well, that sparked me to think of my own life. And I remember in high school, when my dad was working at the National Cancer Institute, he was a biochemist. He, at that time of his career, was in charge of the research exchange with the old Soviet Union. Periodically, we would have these Soviet scientists to our home for dinner, two or three scientists at a time. So they're very intelligent individuals who could have done so well in our own country. But I remember this one scientist, Dr. Yuri Puchkov, maybe 35 years old. When we sat down and we said grace, which we always did, even though technically the Soviets didn't believe in God, he made the sign of the cross. He learned his faith from his grandmother. And then we were talking at dinner. Usually I was more the footman than doing any conversation. But Yuri Puchkov said that he and his new wife were expecting a child. So they applied for a new apartment. And they prayed, and he said, "I prayed to God that I would be able to have an apartment where I did not have to share the bathroom and the kitchen with another family." Hard to believe. Here is a hematologist that could have done so well. And then he wanted to see our home. So being the footman, I took him on the tour, and we went downstairs where we had our family room, the laundry room, the garage, my brother's bedroom, and so on. And he asked, "Who lives here?" Like it was another family's place. Took him to the outside backyard to show him the plants because it was springtime, and he asked, "Do you own this?" Think of that. Here was a man who, in some ways, was given so much, but in some ways, he didn't have very much. And then I think of my first assignment back at St. Mary's, 1984. We just come out of, again, a presidential election. At our little Thanksgiving Mass, Monsignor Hendrick, rather than preaching, would have like an open microphone, which is sort of crazy in a way, but people would come up and give thanks for all kinds of things, some things that weren't worth mentioning, really. But anyway, this one lady, Countess Pulvari, came up. Countess Pulvari was a refugee from Hungary. She had survived the Nazis, survived the Soviets, escaped in 1956 when they had the uprising. And she got on the microphone and she said, "I give thanks to God for being in this country where I can speak freely, where I can vote, where I can go where I want to go." And then, my brothers and sisters, remember the Egyptian family that we've been supporting since September, the refugees to our country? Luckily, with the help of Senator Dick Black, our state senator, and our representative, Barbara Comstock, that she's been able to receive her work permit. But she's told me just recently how wonderful it is to be in a country where I can walk down the street or go to church and not feel threatened because I'm a Christian. So let's think today, not just of the obvious blessings that we have, but those that sometimes we just take for granted, that we expect, those little blessings that we really enjoy. And thank you, God, Thank you, God, for allowing me to live a life like this. Thank you for the gift of faith that I can share with my family, with others. Thank you for all the opportunities that you have given to me this day. May God bless you.